Choi from Inside Chess, issue number, this is September 5, 1994, Inside Chess. He says, do you know that my match against Karpov in Murano 1981 was fully prearranged at the highest political level in the Soviet Union? This can be testified to by official documents of the KGB, the secret police of the Soviet Union. I would love to see those documents published.
That's incredible, huh? That's, they're very open with this, I thought it was only you who's, trying to, how you call this, expose this, but even Kostoya
is very funny, Yuji. For years, I had been telling my mom, all going way, way back, you know, decades, that these Russian matches with each other are all prearranged, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, I consider that fortunately, I still to be a Russian Jew. Yeah. Anyway, I was telling that the Korsnoy Karpov matches were prearranged, the Karpov Kasparov matches were prearranged. Even my own mother didn't believe me. Even my own mom. She was, it really hurt, but you know, when you're right, you're right, and I don't, you know, I didn't give a damn, even my mother didn't believe me. But the point is, I sent her a copy of this article. And she was furious. She says, they tricked me. She says, which paper do I contact? What TV station? What do I do? What do I do? She wanted to contact the whole world and tell everybody about this. Mom, it's not like that. They've all known this all along. It's an open secret.
Yeah.
Who do I contact? Who do I do? What do I do? Mom, relax.
But it's incredible that
she became more gung-ho about the prearrangement than me when she saw this.
Yeah. But it's incredible that this was my admitted that. I cannot believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is what they call the CIA. They call this like a limited hangout. You see, the Jews have one eye on the future. They don't want it to be said later that they know it's going to come out, that all this stuff was prearranged, all these matches were prearranged. But they don't want it to be said that only Fischer was saying it. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Fischer didn't want it. No, of course, he himself said it. Fischer has no distinction in that regard, you see?
But what's very funny with this interview is that after Kostoy mentioned that expose, the next question was,
He says, okay, you are speaking terms with Karpov again. How is your relationship with Kasparov?
Yeah. Because if I was the interviewer, I said,
imagine, Eugene, what if I gave an interview and I said, do you know that my match in 1972 with Spassky was prearranged at the highest levels of the CIA?
Yeah, of course I
would love to see the CIA release those documents.
Of course I would.
You think the interviewer wouldn't ask me another question about it? Come on.